etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math so you don't have to. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk optics dealer to learn more at HawkOptics.com. Hey, that went pretty good, didn't it? I mean, a couple little stumbles and bumbles, but I've got three of those, and we'll vary them back and forth. There's a couple of different ones in there that we're going to talk about, but that was the straight wall, and we're going to talk about the slug gun muzzleloader scope and the crossbow scope. So all that's coming up. We'll get them all in and continue on with the show. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So got a couple of good charity events coming up, one of which is coming up on Sunday, September 7th. It's called Connor's Project. It's the 8th annual Sporting Clay Shoot at Pintail Point, this year of 75 targets, and this benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers here in Talbot County. It starts at 10 a.m. Individual shooters are $125, four-man team $500, and then crabs, hot dogs, hamburgers, beer, soda, water, and dessert included. Music, too, by a fellow by the name of Lee Colby. Now, the crab feast tickets by themselves are $50 each if you don't want to shoot. So the sponsor is Rennie Gay, and the reason this is near and dear to Rennie's heart is because Connor was his grandson who unfortunately drowned at a very early age 8 years ago. All the money, all the proceeds go to the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers here in Talbot County, and all these programs teach children how to swim. Here's the phone number if you'd like to shoot those sporting clays or get a team together and come shoot. Rennie Gay, 410-310-8317. You can always call the station and get that again. But, Aaron, if you want to write that number down, anybody calls in and wants that number, it's Rennie Gay, 410-310-8317, and that's for Connor's Project, the Pintail Point Sporting Clays program for Connor's Project, 75 targets. And if you want to give them my number, we can give them more information. If anybody needs more information, I'll be more than glad to forward this to you. The other charity that we talked about last year, and we're going to have a guest or a couple of guests on today, is the next day, Monday, September 8th. It's the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast. Be a part of this very special benefit event and a chance to win $1,000 for the top rockfish wrangler. So it's entry fees are $235 for a single angler on entry and charter boat, $195 for a single angler entry on a personal boat, $120 for a single crab feast ticket. I will be there with a guest. And the largest catfish contest is going on, too. There's also the ugliest fish contest. So this is TalismanTherapeuticRiding.org. TalismanTherapeuticRiding.org. They're in Graysonville. And we will be participating in that as well. Last year I was supposed to go, got COVID that weekend. Both of those events. How about that? So we'll see you there, too, at Connor's Project and the Talisman Therapeutic Riding event. So we'll have Noel and Douglas and Mark Trindell on at 6 o'clock to talk about the Talisman Therapeutic Riding event. So I want to welcome everybody this morning. And let's see, what do we got going on here? Okay, let's do that. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm up. I'm shaved. I'm showered. I'm dressed. I'm ready to rock and roll out of here to Washington County this morning. As soon as the show is over and I put the magic box away, I'll be jumping in the truck and flying west.
All right. What's up over there?
Well, it's the annual Trappers Convention, but this year they added a Sportsman Expo that we've been talking about here for weeks. You know, vendors and running a trap line and a lot of demonstrations about trapping and varmint shooting at night, and we'll have the female world champion muskrat skinning female champion up there, and it's all circled around trapping and raising funds for the organization. But a good time will be had by all. The cool part about it is it's free admission, so we'll be headed up there. We're going to be measuring deer. My buddy Bobby's going to be there. I talked to him yesterday. He's going to be measuring up some deer for the record book. I know we've got two bears, at least, and three sika deer at least, and several whitetails, so we want to keep him busy, so we've been promoting it.
Yeah.
So, how you been?
Okay.
Good.
Well, still looking down to the top of the grass.
That's the main thing right there, buddy.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So, well, good. Glad to hear from you. So, The antique tractors and stuff. I think they're having a big exhibition this weekend. So if I get a minute, I'll look it up. Tuckahoe event. And anybody out there that's familiar with it, just text me or get in touch with me and tell me what I'm talking about. But I think it's the next couple of days there, their big show with all the antique tractors and stuff. So, all right. Maybe you can get down here for that. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Talk to you soon.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call. Okay. How about that? Okay. Let's see. What do I want to talk about here? I want to talk about backyard billies, that's for sure. And the reason is because, you know, we're getting to a month out from Labor Day. And, you know, everybody's going to want to get together for their family reunions and for the crab feast and that type of thing this time of year. And you've put it up off long enough. It's time to take a look at that backyard and head over to Backyard Billy's. So what can you find there? You can find scores, dozens of tables in every configuration and chairs to match every color, and you will be able to shop for those Adirondack chairs. And in Backyard Billy's backyard, you're going to find all kinds of big stuff, too, sheds, for your backyard, greenhouses, pergolas, gazebos, the kids' gym sets, you know, the swing sets, the big complicated things. And all that big stuff has free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, the Barbecue Grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe in Memphis. There's an assortment of fire pits and fire rings. And you can take care of the garden decorations, too, all the furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. That's in Graysonville, Maryland. Your backyard is going to look just great at Backyard Billy's. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot.
The most politically incorrect song I've ever heard, and I love it. It's from the days of my misspent ute, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Tennessee Ernie Ford, and we love it. And we play it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show to hopefully bring back some new memories to you. So, all right. Delmarva Sporting Clays is excited, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. You remember the old shooting galleries that you used to go to, like at the county fair? And there's a simulated one now at the big box store in Arundel Mills, and you can, you know, you pretend you're shooting different targets and so forth, and they spin and they flip and they fly. Well, there's a shooting gallery with 22 shorts and gallery guns coming to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Not open yet, but it will be. And I've been talking with Zeke about this, Zeke Richardson, the owner, about this for about 3 or 4 years now. And it's finally coming to fruition, coming to reality. And Steve and Stu and Zeke are all excited about it. So it's going to add a whole new dimension, and we're looking forward to it. So I'll tell you when that opens up. There's a new Maryland Outdoors licensing system now online. Maryland Department of Natural Resources' new online licensing system, Maryland Outdoors, is now available for residents and visitors to purchase their Maryland hunting and fishing license, as well as associated stamps and permits, boat and off-road vehicle renewal registration, and other services. Now, that is also the name announced yesterday of the new app that replaces the Maryland Department of Natural Resources app, Maryland Outdoors. It was announced yesterday by DNR. Let's see if I can find it here. Here it is. The new app. It's called MD Outdoors, Maryland Outdoor. MD Outdoors will be the official app for the state's outdoor enthusiasts, hunters, and anglers, replacing the Access DNR app. Users will need to remove the old app and download a free updated version from the DNR website. The MD Outdoors app was developed alongside the department's new licensing system, which provides an easier-to-navigate interface, auto-renew options, and other upgrades in a convenient one-stop shop. So I just want to put that out there. The new licensing system, since you know everybody's getting ready to buy their license, I already got mine. I already got my application in for the Bear Lottery, which is also a little bit different. I'll tell you that in a second, but go to the DNR website, which is, you just put in your search engine MDDNR and it'll pop right up, and it'll be, I'm sure, a big announcement on the homepage there about the new app for Maryland Outdoorsman, where you can buy your license, check in your deer, and do all the other stuff you could do on Access DNR. So I'll be doing that sometime this coming week, replacing the old Access DNR system on my, or app on my phone, with the new MD Outdoors app for, I mean, everybody, a lot of people will have this thing, and I'm surprised when we go measure deer and so forth. We say, well, do you have your confirmation number? No, but let me look. And they go to the Access DNR app on their phone, and they go to the trophy, their trophy box, and go, oh, there it is, trophy room or whatever it's called. Oh, there it is. Okay, shot it on, you know, November 7th, 2024 with a compound bow, and here's a confirmation number. So it's all right there at your fingertips, which is great. Technology is good. I kind of miss the old check-in station. You know, that was a great day of fellowship and friendship when you got to go and see everybody's deer at the, you know, check-in station, some of them on the scales, and how big the racks were and how big the, you know, the bodies of these deer were. It was an unforgettable experience. But we have advanced in our society. I don't know if that's for better or worse, but there we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are going to talk with Rudy here in just a minute about circle hooks, and I think maybe Lee is going to call in at the same time, just so these two guys can talk and share stories for a few minutes, and we'll go on from there. But, you know, given a fish and tackle away today, I think it's a snakehead package this month. That'll be towards the end of the next hour. I'll be doing the random drawing for the winner, and hopefully we'll get the winner nailed down today and get your package out to you. Tackle box Tim is not going to be here today. He's out perch fishing. So he said, yeah, I'll call in from the boat. I said, no, don't worry about it. He said, yeah, I may be underway. You never know. If you ever fished with Tim, you know he goes from place to place and spot to spot. He's got some hot spots, and I have fished with him. Great perch trip. My grandson Jacob and I went with him years and years ago. I guess Jacob was maybe 10, 12, so it's been 15 maybe years ago. Yeah, Jacob's now 25, so how about that? Well, I got to call him, too. He wants to bow hunt a little bit, and that's coming up September 5th? Yeah, September 5th. There we go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you want to get in on that. All you got to do, there he is. Jerry in Baltimore. Let's talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, okay, so I'm a novice fisherman.
Okay.
And a completely unexperienced hunter.
Okay.
The last time and the first time I went fishing was probably 35, 40 years ago, and it wasn't pleasant.
You know, okay.
Mosquitoes and sticking the fish hook in my finger. The question is, if you catch a fish or if you catch, you know, game, and I do know this. I listened to your show several years ago, and I heard you or someone else say, you know, if you're dressing a deer, You have to be absolutely careful to not rupture the intestinal tract or whatever.
Right.
Because if you do that, then you can't
Just be careful doing it. If you do happen to do that, you haven't hurt anything, you just got to rinse the thing out, and that's the best thing to do.
Oh, okay.
It happens all the time. I mean, it gets torn by sometimes bullet fragments and things like that, and bad shots.
Yes.
You have to deal with it on a regular basis. Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, if you
and then when you come to fishing.
Yep.
Not just rupturing the intestinal tract. How does a person know? How do you know when you do catch game, when you fish and you catch your fish, whether the fish or the game is healthy? I mean, maybe there are obvious like ulcers or something, but
yeah,
other than that, something that's grossly obvious, how would you know if what you're consuming, going to consume, is healthy?
I would say that is probably one of my least concerns, but I will tell you this, Maryland Department of Health, Maryland Department of the Environment, one of those two, does have a fish consumption guide on its website. I haven't mentioned it in a long time, but there's guidelines for how many crabs to consume out of what waters and so forth. Same way with fish, out of certain waters, don't consume more than one a month. If you're a pregnant woman, don't consume it at all. How many meals a week, how many meals a month, that type of thing. So there are guidelines out there for that. You just got to find it.
I see. Okay.
But other than the obvious, you know, if there's you know, a gaping wound or something like that, you know, you don't
exactly. You
just release that thing and let it go back, you know.
So. I understand. Okay, well, let me say, again, I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for several years, and I just started calling in the last couple of months.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
Call Charlton, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So, one of our listeners who's going to the trapping event today is concerned that they're going to have to defend me against wild game and all the groupies at this event. So, you know, I'm ready for it. The wild game I can handle, but I'll let the groupies up to them. What do you think? There he goes. All right. Rudy's on hold. Aaron, do we need to do a break before we talk to Rudy, or can we do it partway through? All right. Why don't we do that? Rudy, hang in there. Hang on, buddy. Let me tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe. Anything you need for fishing and crabbing. Rods and reels and fishing line, all the terminal tackle, live bait, frozen bait, minnows, crab bait, too. Open-top crab traps, trot lines, all the nets, the gloves, the measurers, even the crab steamers, the baskets with wood baskets with lids, the plastic baskets. They've got their own brand of seasoning for the crabs. They've got those famous St. Croix fishing rods and everything for rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes. All this is at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's in Halethorpe, Lansdowne. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. That's ClydeSportsShop.com. And don't forget, they've got licenses. They've got all kinds of firearms. They've got shotguns and handguns for personal protection or for just general shooting. And rifles, too. Then they're a full-line Browning dealer, so they got the great Browning firearms. We'll talk more about that in a bit. They've been around since 1957. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. It's an adventure. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There we go. Boy, those are long trumpets. Hey, we're going to welcome Rudy Lukakovic, retired fisheries biologist, who actually conducted the circle hook testing on the Upper Bay, and Lee Hale, who joins us just about every week to talk about some interesting spots and interesting things he does with not only his recreational but commercial fishing. So welcome, Rudy.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
Okay. You two guys are together. So, Lee, you raised an issue, and it's a very important issue to a lot of people. The rules are pretty defined. If you're going to use any live perch or live bait, like live eels, which is in season right now, to fish for striped bass in Maryland, you have got to use a circle hook. And Rudy is the guy, along with others and some volunteer anglers, that did the survey on circle hooks. However, on the commercial side, you don't have to be as specific. You can actually use J-hooks to catch your striped bass and whatever you're going to put in the boat for commercial sale and, consumer consumption. So Lee, I don't know if you've got a specific question for Rudy, but you're up.
Okay, well, and again, Alan, as I with our text, I bait fishing or whatnot is not my, by no means my method of catching striped bass commercially.
Right.
I usually use jigs, but I guess the question I ask is: we prior to the trips I did commercially, we did wreck fishing with the circle hooks, and it was myself, my daughter, son, and a friend who we were fishing above Pools Island using live eels, and with the circle hooks, we were having a very difficult time hooking the fish, you know, letting them, as you know, you let them take the bait and you don't set the hook, you just let them swim and you just more or less ease the hook into their, you know, hopefully hooking them in the side of their mouth.
Right.
And that was happening, but we were missing an unbelievable amount of fish where we just weren't hooking them.
Right.
And I was disheartened because we were actually gut hooking a handful of fish.
Right.
And that you know, that in itself bothered me because the fish, unfortunately, a lot of the fish we were catching were over the allowable slot, over the 24-inch mark.
Right.
So here we're having fish that were gut hooked and attempting to get the hooks out, cutting a few hooks off. But we had floaters, and that when I start seeing that happen, that just really turned me off. And we eventually caught our keepers, and then once we caught our keepers, I lost interest, and we weren't going to do any catch and release. You
right.
know, it was just we got our keepers, and this is recreational fishing.
Right.
But it took quite a while to get our four fish.
Okay.
And part two, commercial fishing, using J-hooks, we were consistently hooking fish, not gut hooking, but we had hundreds and hundreds of pounds of quota of rockfish.
Right.
And out of all the anglers, even talking to other guys in boats, very, very few, and yes, there were some gut hooked, but most of the fish we were hooking were, you know, in the lip.
Yeah, with the J-hook.
You know, but regardless, not gut hooking, with the J-hooks, commercial fishing.
Right, so, okay. All right, major case. Major case. Rudy, chime in, brother.
Okay, well, originally we did the circle hook studies in response to a perceived high mortality among anglers who were chumming. We never actually investigated eels because, again, most people do not fish with eels. When the moratorium was lifted in 1990, chumming was not widely practiced because the fishery was limited to the month of May, and those fish are not schooled up. They're migratory. So
okay.
Chumming was not a very productive practice. When we started to increase the season through the 90s, 92, 3, 4, 5, into June, we began chumming because the fish were obviously being caught by that technique. And unfortunately, at the time, we had a very high size limit of 28 inches. So by far, the majority of the fish that were being caught were undersized.
Right.
And we were getting reports from anglers about large numbers of dead fish in areas of high chumming activity. So we did a survey out there, did a transect, and yes, there were large numbers of dead striped bass. We did necropsies on the ones that were not too far gone, too rotted, and we found hook injury, or physical injury, compatible with hooking. We found hooks left in place where the line had been cut. So we began doing a circle hook study in response to a charter captain, who unfortunately is deceased. He came to DR with the idea that circle hooks could reduce deep hooking. We did a number of studies in the Love Point area to look at circle hooks. And we never did look at eels, so I really cannot address that. But we were talking, Alan and I were talking this week, circle hooks, there is variations in their configuration. They can vary in the gap size. They can vary in length. They can vary in the size of the wire that's used. They can have offset eyes versus straight eyes. All these things may affect the deep hooking rate. The hooks we used at the time, because they really were the only ones that were available to us, were Mustad number 9 off, a very stout hook, straight-eyed, and those are the ones we looked at. So to address your situation with eels, again, we did not look at that, so I really I have no data to support either, you know, their use or not.
Okay. You have no data, but what would your considered opinion be?
Again, it probably would depend upon the style, well, the configuration of the hook you're using.
I see.
And it's my understanding. I've never fished with eels. I've talked with fellows who did way back in the 70s fishing at Ten Narrows.
Yep.
The idea was to basically let the fish swallow the eel completely.
Yes.
You were keeping fish those days, so it didn't matter if they were gut hooked or not. But their technique was to let the fish get gut hooked. So with circle hooks, yes, you change your hook set style. You're much more passive. You don't rip their lips off.
Right.
But you also do not tend to let the fish run with the bait. You feel the fish on your line. You close the bail and just let the line come tight, and the fish will hook itself in theory and in practice.
How do you find that, Lee? Do you find that to be so, the way he already just described that, you know, the technique is different?
Yeah, we were doing the wreck fishing with the circle hooks. That's exactly what we were doing, letting them take it and whatnot. But we, like I said, we were missing a lot of fish. I think the another thing is the aggressiveness of the fish, because sometimes when they're feeding, you know, they're very aggressive. They're not tailing or trying to kill the bait.
They're just swimming off
first,
with it.
Right. You know, they're grabbing it, I think, more or less head first, because a lot of the scars I would see on the eels were around the head and midsection when we did miss them. But it's an interesting bait. And yeah, Rudy, I get it, man. There is between the chumming and eel and live lining off spot and the multitude of different baits, I don't know that chumming is such a big thing anymore, because we're only allowed recreational one fish.
Right.
So I don't think that the chumming is such a method anymore. I think now it's just some sort of a bait. And
well, here's what I picked up from our conversation earlier this week, and Rudy just mentioned it again. The fact that there are such a difference in the brands of the circle hooks. You've got circle hooks that are offset. The hook from the bend down is offset to one side or the other, which is not legal to use in Maryland. It's got to be a straight set circle hook. But it doesn't say anything about which way the eye is. Now, if you understand, the eye is usually off. If the offset eye is to the bending towards the back of the hook, then I believe, Rudy, you said that serves someone who snells a hook better than somebody who just ties it on, because the dynamic of hooking the fish from that offset angle is different than a circle hook with a straight eye. Am I correct on you saying that?
Yes, you are. One of the things I try to stress to anglers is when you think about the configuration of a typical J-style bait hook with a straight eye, the point of that hook is oriented in the direction of the line when the line is pulled. The hook point is exposed. And those hooks, they do what they were designed to do. They penetrate tissue, and they do it very well. The point of a circle hook, again, straight eye, the point is reflected back against the shank to a 90 degrees. So when the line is pulled, that point is not exposed. The fish will swallow, supposedly. I've never seen it, actually. The fish will theoretically swallow the bait and because the point is not exposed, it does not make contact with flesh. As it comes out of the mouth, it goes around the angle, and the hook tends to grapple into the corner of the mouth and sink in.
Okay, makes sense. Lee, do you get what he's saying?
I get what he says, and while using it, my daughter did a beautiful job of doing what you're talking about, attaching with the snell onto the circle hook. And I'm only talking off of, three or four trips this year, recreational fishing.
Yeah, I understand.
With a circle hook. So I don't, I'm not talking over years of experience for sure.
No, but this is great to get this information out and give people things to think about. That's what this show is all about, is, getting people to think about what they're doing. So that's good.
When we were hooking, not missing so many strikes, the circle hooks did their job with the end of the side of the mouth, but the disheartening part was the ones that got it down in the gullet, and that was with the circle hook. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Let me ask, are you?
It wasn't just me; it was everybody in the boat.
Now, were you hooking the eels through the lips, through the eyes? How were you hooking the eels?
We did it both ways just to see if there was any difference, and there really wasn't.
Right. Here's the thing with
everybody had said hook them through the lips. But
here's the thing with eels versus spot, for example. Both require circle hooks and live lining. The spot are you typically hooked through the dorsal fin or the back below the or behind the dorsal fin? Correct.
Right.
Okay. So the striped bass will actually probably, I'm guessing, grab that fish, however it can grab it, and then turn it to swallow it head first, which puts the hook further back in the hooking process. Whereas when the fish grabs an eel and turns it head first, it's got the head going down the gullet first with the hook.
Absolutely.
Yep. That makes sense?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So, I guess what the purpose of this whole conversation is just, do the best thing you can do and try to hook the fish as fast as possible without losing it, and try to cut down on gut hooking and dead discord.
Yeah.
So. All right, guys. Go ahead, Rudy.
One of the things I like to stress is circle hooks are not a magic silver bullet. They are
correct.
Right.
That helps reduce deep hooking. They're not going to work 100% of the time, but they are an effective tool at reducing mortality.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
We'll end it there, fellas. We're going to go to our last break, and we appreciate you both being on. Rudy, thank you so much. By the way, Rudy, I want to thank you publicly for helping with the grandkids the other day at Seabeck, taking them out on the bay and showing them the minnows and the crabs and the turtles and the jellyfish. I got acquainted with a little sea nettle on the back of my knee. That was fun. And spending your time with the grandkids and I at Seabeck the other day, again, greatly appreciated.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed doing that.
All right. Lee, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Go fishing. Catch a big snakehead or whatever you're fishing for. And I look forward to seeing the videos and the pictures. So. All right. See you guys. Thanks again.
All right. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Aaron, are you ready? Backyard Billy's is wow. Have you got one of those big old holes in your wall at the house that you used to call fireplace, but you don't use it anymore? Consider filling that in with a beautiful insert, fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. You can select wood or pellet or gas, like we did from Enviro, or even electric if you live in a community that that has a fireplace and you want to convert it to electric. You can do that as well. Backyard Billy's has all that. They are the hearth central and all the accessories to go with it. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service ever since. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can also check out the freestanding wooden pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Again, pellet, gas, electric, or wood. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit the showroom soon because that cold weather's, as we just experienced yesterday, it could be right around the corner. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
Dix is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year, Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close shots, zoom out. Long range shot, zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass, experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Aussie Oak Swamp Bottom Dewdrop Falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
He showed me. Wow. Wow. Okay, good. Well, folks, I just want to say thank you for indulging me that first hour. That was a lot of stuff, and we got a lot of stuff coming up the second hour, too. We've got an interview with Noel Douglas and Mark Trindell of the Talisman Therapeutic riding facility there in Graysonville. We got a lot of business in Graysonville. We got Backyard Billy's, we got Hunter Seafood, Talisman. We're like glad to promote that event, and I hope you'll be able to join us on September 8th, but we'll be talking more about that. So, hey, listen, there's the music for the break between the hours. Get out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. And we'll see you in about 5 minutes.